In the headlines, former police detective Ashford Rapbrong Jones not guilty of possession of ammunition. A government minister speaks openly on the importation of guns. One of the contributors to the Democratic Labour Party's Commission on Crime says community action is the main solution. Several people have turned out to various sites for free tint testing ahead of September 1st deadline. Early delays stall some parents' back to school plans, but major retailers now report availability of key items, and a regional media highlighted a strategic partner in fight against NCDs. PAHO director urges increased dialogue on the issue. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Details coming up. Former police detective Ashford Rapbrong Jones has been found not guilty of possession of ammunition in only the second judge-alone trial in Barbados presided by Justice Elwood Watts. Brown was all smiles in Supreme Court No. 2A just after 11 a.m. when he was cleared of possession of 100 rounds of ammunition on October 13, 2019 without a valid license. The 78-year-old Jones of Inchmarlow Christchurch claimed in a video interview that he had inadvertently placed 100 rounds of 40 caliber ammunition in his vehicle nearly 6 years ago. Jones said that on that day, he went to the range at Paragon Christchurch to shoot a rifle and a pistol. He said he had two boxes of 40 caliber ammunition. According to Jones, the sun was very hot and he ran out of water, and he decided to leave the range and go to Price Mart to buy two cases of water before returning. He was represented by senior counsels Michael Lashley and Angela Mitchell Gittins and Suthany Hall. The illegal importation of guns is a complex issue with many variables that the public may not be aware of when having the discussion. Senator Lisa Cummins made the remarks recently while speaking at a Community Connect service hosted by the Sanctuary Empowerment Center. The forum focused on community outreach and solutions to Barbados's crime situation.
When guns come in through a port, and we live on an island, so let's not pretend that boats don't come up on the shores everywhere, all around the island all the time. They don't have to come through a port of entry or a government port of entry. They can come anywhere, anytime. They also don't have an expiry date, right? So it's not like milk that goes bad. It's here and it stays. But when guns come into the country, when I was chairman of the port, for example, and we installed scanners, we're looking for a single gun as it was at the time. But criminals are a lot more innovative than sometimes people who legally are.
In relation to those collecting items at the Bridgetown port, Senator Cummins also urged patience as officials conduct thorough searches.
And when you break down a gun into the constituent parts and you hide it into barrels coming in, or you hide, you can't always distinguish things. So when you go into the port, for example, and you're complaining because somebody has searched your goods, you never know what it is they're seeing on a scanner that they're looking for and is taking out in the broken down parts and taking to your friendly neighborhood mechanic to reassemble into a weapon. There are all kinds of things that you don't know are happening, but they're connected to legal activity, so it's not as clear-cut as you may think.
Senator Lisa Cummins, meantime, Barbadians are being told to take full responsibility for their communities as the first step in reducing violence and deviance among the youth. This is one of the recommendations coming out of the Democratic Labour Party's Commission on Crime report made by one of the contributors, social activist Lumumba Batson. Mr. Batson told Starcom Network earlier he had made several suggestions to the commission, but most importantly was accountability by communities.
What the people have to learn is that they have the power. You know, don't always look towards government for solutions. They have the power. You living in these communities, you have the power to go and sit down and reason with these youths. You have the power to if, you know, some of us may have a little money or something that we may be able to provide or mentor youth, or we have powers that we don't utilize, and we need to stop looking towards, cause as I said, politics won't be politics.
Social activist Lumumba Batson in the lunchtime edition. With just weeks to go before new vehicle tint regulations take effect, several Barbadians have turned out at testing sites across the island to take advantage of free tint checks. The initiative, which started today, is being led by the Prime Minister's Office and the Office of the Attorney General. It aims to give vehicle owners a chance to check whether their tint falls within legal limits before enforcement begins on September 1st. Director of Citizen Engagement and Media Relations in the Prime Minister's Office, Roy Morris, explained the purpose of the initiative.
So what we've done is that we've set up 12 testing stations around the island. They're running from 10 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, and they will run from today daily until Sunday. All of the persons who are measuring tint are young people who have been trained by members of the police traffic department so that they can operate the meters and give people an accurate reading of what is on their tint. They're not going to tell you if you are in conformity with the law or not. What they're going to do is give you a chance to see what the meter says.
Director of Citizen Engagement and Media Relations in the Prime Minister's Office, Roy Morris. Back to school retailers are reassuring parents that uniforms and supplies are now in stock despite earlier days in shipments that left some early shoppers disappointed. When Starcom Network News visited Bridgetown, some store owners confirmed they had experienced setbacks in receiving certain sizes and styles of uniforms. Managing Director of Abed's, Eddie Abed, said preparations began early, noting that some parents started shopping shortly after the Barbados Secondary School entrance exam results. He said they are now 100% stocked.
In earnest, really started from when the 11 plus results came out. We found a lot of parents at that time absolutely were interested in securing their children's uniforms, and we've been seeing it then. Regrettably, some of our more popular sizes were not available at that time. Since then, I can tell you without hesitation that we have 100% of our orders in Barbados, in our stores, as of the last week of July. We think we've done a good job in anticipating the demands of our customers, so we think we have enough that will take us into the first term of the year.
Managing Director of Abed's, Eddie Abed, a regional academic in medicine, says the media has a critical role to play as a trumpet in raising public awareness about non-communicable diseases and their solutions. Director Emeritus of the Pan American Health Organization, Sir George Alleen, suggests a need for a shift in how information is communicated to the public. Recapping the headlines. Former police detective Ashford Rap Brown Jones, not guilty of possession of ammunition. A government minister speaks openly on the importation of guns. One of the contributors of the Democratic Labour Party's Commission on Crime says community action is the main solution. Several people have turned out to various sites for free tint testing ahead of September 1st deadline. And regional media highlighted a strategic partner in fight against NCDs. PAHO director urges increase dialogue on the issue. And that was the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.